Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm ready for you. 651-461-9226. Don't ask me how to cook a turkey. I don't know. Remember, I told the story where I left the giblets inside. I don't know. But ask me anything else. 651-461-9226. You can call. You can text. Let me know your questions. I will do my very best to answer them. I know some questions have been coming in via email all week, Josh. I think you got a couple of those lined up.
Yeah, let's take a look here. Get on the right page. All right. Dear Jordana, are leftovers fair game even if someone else is hosting? Can we bring our own Tupperware or is the host getting all the spoils of the meal?
That's a really good question. I do think it's a little rude if you just take things and don't ask. If you just assume, because here's the deal. Generally, the host paid for the meal. The host bought all the supplies, unless it was some kind of a potluck. That's a different story. But if the host is hosting and they paid for the meal, those leftovers are theirs. And you better keep your stinking rotten hands off of it. Mm. Absolutely not. If you have a favorite or you say, hey, can I bring a little home for later? But you may not bring your own Tupperware and load up so you can have meals for the week. Because whoever cooked Thanksgiving dinner is probably planning their meals for the rest of the week with the leftovers from Thanksgiving dinner. What is fun, and I'll tell you this, Mark's sister said, she told us as we were planning Thanksgiving, she is hosting, and she said, please bring your own Tupperware because she doesn't want to have all the leftovers. Mm. So other people are bringing stuff, and she wants us to make our own little Tupperware, which is very generous and very nice. But if that person has a bunch of kids or is hosting people that are staying in their home, they need the extra food to feed all those people that they already paid for. So no, unless you are offered leftovers, you are not allowed to take them. You can ask, but don't be mad when the host says no, because that food is already spoken for. So don't be upset. You can make your own Thanksgiving meal at home.
Yeah.
Or work it out beforehand. Don't just dig through their fridge. That's not okay. But it's very generous when people say, bring your own Tupperware. So, you know, they don't have to supply the Tupperware also. Very generous if they're going to do that. But I don't blame them if they don't. They've probably been cooking all week and plan to live for the next week off those leftovers.
That was kind of the situation with Sarah and I at Target yesterday is what can we bring so we don't have to get sent home with grandma's Tupperware again? So we had to go Tupperware shopping yesterday.
Yeah, so, and they sell even
today, so.
Yeah, they sell the throwaway ones too. you know, the real crappy plastic ones. Don't heat your food up in that. It probably has like
we're also factoring in like, all right, let's get something that we can also keep, not just like get us through the weekend kind of thing. We're trying to figure out something that works, but also something that is going to be used.
Fair.
Dear Jordana, my family's tradition is to assign dibs on leftovers before dinner even starts, and I really, really want the last of the green bean casserole. The problem is my sister-in-law, who always claims it is against the spirit of the holiday to hide the, or excuse me, is it against the spirit of the holiday to hide the casserole dish behind the slow cooker before anyone can look at the fridge?
Oh, see, I like this. This family, you said they assign dibs on leftovers before the dinner starts. Okay, so that's what they do, and I love that. Everybody's on the same page. But if they assign dibs, then why can't you say dibs on the green bean casserole? You know? And also, hiding food so nobody else gets it. If it's your house, I think you can do that. If it's... like, I do this. This is, here's some, I'm letting you guys in on a secret. On Shabbat, when I make challah, I serve two challahs on Shabbat. One is for that day and one is for the next day when you're not supposed to work or cook. It's for the next day for Shabbat. So, but we serve them on Friday night. And sometimes I have people who come to the house and just want to keep eating the challah. And I do make, I use it the next morning for my husband. I make him something called cholent and he has a slice of challah with it. Or sometimes even the kids want, you know, the challah French toast. So if I see that people, after they're allotted three or four slices, are still going back and picking at it, I will put the challah away. I will wrap it up and I will put it away because, you know, my family is going to eat it for the rest of the weekend. And I don't want somebody just who cannot control their carb load, you know, picking at it. Yeah. So sometimes I do hide that. So is it against the spirit of the holiday to hide the casserole dish behind the slow cooker? It's freaking Lord of the Flies out there, friends. You know, it's okay. It's not against the spirit of the holiday. Remember, this is not a religious holiday. There's no spirit involved. It's just the idea of gratitude. So you take those green beans. It's okay. I give you permission to hide the green beans.
Oh, there's spirits involved. Trust me. Anyways, dear Jordana, every year, precisely at 3:30 p.m., my dad falls asleep directly in front of the TV. Right when the main football game gets good. I want to change the channel to a classic holiday movie. Is it acceptable to use a large, fluffy throw pillow to gently obscure his view of the screen, or do I have to wait until he wakes up and yells about the score?
If you fall, I just said it's Lord of the Flies. Yeah. Somebody falls asleep. Yeah. They abdicate their rights to the clicker or the television screening. They are not screening. They are sleeping. No, absolutely not. If somebody falls asleep, they don't still get to control the television. Forget about it. If he wakes up and starts screaming about the game, first of all, he needs to chill. He needs more tryptophan from the turkey. Then you need to look on your phone and say, here's the score of the game. Go back to bed. Because, you know, we all get to celebrate this holiday. If your tradition is to keep the game on until grandpa falls asleep or dad falls asleep and you want to watch a movie and everybody's okay, everyone that's awake is okay with that, you absolutely may change the channel. Sleeping grown men do not get to control anything, really. They're sleeping. So, no. So, he can look on his phone or you can look on yours to get the score of the game. And by the way, if he says, no, I'm awake. Give it 30 seconds. Yeah. He will immediately fall asleep again and you will be able to watch whatever you want. They never stay awake for too long. So
they don't.
That's it. And that's the rule. If you're sleeping, you have no control. Sorry.
Plug your ears, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't like this word. But dear Jordana, I was aiming for a moist and flavorful turkey this year, but I may have accidentally turned it into a salty prehistoric sponge. Should I tell the truth now or just leave a bucket of water next to everyone's plate and hope the gravy covers the salt crisis?
So you over-salted or over-brined the turkey? Mm-hmm. That's what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister-in-law was brining one last night. She said she basically has to soak it overnight in a bucket. So should you warn everyone? I'm guilty of this because I'm such an unconfident cook. I always say, like, let me know if the brisket's dry or let me know if the broccoli's too salty. Yeah, I always, because I'm unconfident, and people are like, Jor, it's fine, you know, and they eat it. So I think it's okay. I might give a little bit of a warning because you want people to be prepared. Also, you don't want somebody to taste the turkey and make the face like, well, that is that is an unusual flavor. You don't want to surprise anybody or maybe even feel more embarrassed or call attention to it than you already have. So I think if you warn them and say, like, I've left the brine in for too long, then maybe, or whatever happened to the turkey, I say you come clean, pray that the gravy is still good and that the sides are delicious. You know, the turkey gets screwed up a lot. Sometimes it's too dry, too chewy, or undercooked, or there's giblets in it. You know, the sides are going to be okay. So I would come clean and just say, fair warning, you might want an extra glass of water next to you. And then everybody can decide what they want to eat. And hopefully they're not too mean about it.
There's not much worse things than a dry turkey.
Mm-mm. Yeah, dry. Yeah. Nope. I know. Even with, that's the thing about dry turkey. Even if you smother it with gravy, it's still dry turkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like it re-moisturizes like your skin.
It's because you pour, you know, water or a sponge into a desert ground doesn't mean it doesn't go away. So
that's right. Yeah. You know, it's still kind of dry, but you'll be okay. Even if the turkey's bad this year, this too shall pass, my friend.
Yes. Theme of the day. Dear Jordana, a distant cousin showed up unannounced and brought a side dish that looks suspiciously like three separate casseroles that fused together in transit. Oof.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Do I, as the host, have an obligation to take the first sacrificial bite to spare their feelings, or can I just quietly move it to the dog's water bowl?
Oh, God, no, you do not have to eat it. Oh, no. If somebody, first of all, did you say they showed up unannounced?
Yes.
Or like didn't RSVP or something? Oh, my gosh, no. First of all, if you don't know they're coming, that's rude that they're just showing up. They should have at least given you a heads up on the way. Hey, by the way, I'm on my way. And then they brought something gross. No, you do not have to eat it. You do definitely do not have to eat it. I think you probably have to serve it. If they brought something, you probably have to serve it. You put it out and you can say, you know, cousin Franco brought this, didn't know he was coming. So this is an extra addition. You do not have to tell people what it is. If you are unclear, if they ask you, you can say, please ask cousin Franco. He can give you all of the information about this triple mushy casserole that's lukewarm, that got smushed together on the train coming over here. You absolutely don't have to eat it, but I do think you need to serve it because who knows, maybe he likes it or it might be like Soylent Green or his special green juice mix that's healthy. Like, who the heck knows?
Cousin Frank.
As long as nobody's allergic to it, you can, and that might be a good way to get him to define it. Hey, we've got a couple allergies in the room. What's in this? So I can tell people if they're allergic to something that they shouldn't eat it. I think that's a good sensitive way of letting him know what the heck is this mush that you just brought. And you do not have to own it. If somebody bites it into it and they don't like it, or if nobody touches it, that's on cousin Franco.
Yeah.
That's not on you, my friend. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You got any more, Josh?
Nothing right now.
Okay. All right. 651-461-9226. A couple of your texts came in about your worst Thanksgiving disasters. Mine was leaving the giblets in when it cooked and got pulled out in the plastic, all soggy, when the carving came time. But feel free. We'll leave everybody on a smile this Thanksgiving Day. Next. Here's a tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
For you, Josh, a texter says the dollar store is the best place to get Tupperware, any kind of container.
Good.
There you go. If you're going to buy Tupperware, that's definitely the way to go. I wanted to read this. Oh, geez. You can tell 3 hours of me by myself. My throat really starts to grow, to go. I wanted to share some of the Thanksgiving horror stories that you guys were sharing with me because, oh my goodness, some of them are horrific, but also hilarious. Jor, one Thanksgiving, we had a lot of family and friends at our home. Our neighbors were away and offered their oven for our use. I put a number of dishes in their oven. I accidentally spilled some baked beans in the oven, but it was time to eat. So I took the food home before leaving and put the self-cleaning on their oven and closed up the house. The next thing I get is a call from the neighbors because the smoke alarms were going off. As I went to their house, the fire department showed up. The house was filled with smoke. The fire squad, too, fire squad had about an hour, was there about an hour with huge fans airing out the home. I have not yet lived this down. I can only imagine. He says, but we laugh now. That, especially because smoke in the house. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. Yeah. That is a nightmare, but hopefully they got all the smoke out and they aired out the house and everything was well. Jor, as a Jewish boy, for whatever reason, I was never aware that stuffing was made with some sort of meat. Josh, is stuffing always made with meat?
Not that I know of, no. I mean, I know they have turkey. I know that there's certain kinds. There are, I think, vegan options too, but there's, I think, chicken and turkey, but I always thought it was maybe artificial flavoring. I didn't think it was, I mean, because it comes in a box, so I just never think it's,
you
have meat.
Right?
It's maybe
comes in a box or breadcrumbs or, right. Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, as a Jewish boy, whatever reason, I was never aware that the stuffing was made with meat. So I was at Thanksgiving's meal at a friend's house years ago and was stunned to discover that the stuffing had white castles in it. Holy slider, Batman. Wow. Have you ever heard of White Castle stuffing?
No, I have not. And I don't know if I want to try it because you're going to be on the toilet for a few hours.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Someone's giving advice to the woman who was afraid of overbrining or oversalting her turkey. Says nothing is worse than an apologetic cook. Just be still and cross your fingers, R.E. the spongy turkey. I need this advice because I sound so insecure when people come for Shabbos and I'm like, let me know how the broccoli is or let me know how the brisket or the meatballs. I used a different breadcrumbs in my meatballs. Are those what I sound so insecure and I'm 53 years old. I raised three kids. Like I need to, if they eat, they eat. If they don't, they don't. I need to get over myself, but I am an insecure cook. That is something about me. And
so
I
was Sarah.
Sarah's half my age. Your wife is half my age.
She also needles me. Mm-hmm. When she cooks something, mm-hmm. she will sit there for 20 minutes saying, is it okay? How is it? Is it okay?
Yeah, right. Like, right.
You're fine. I'm eating. We're good.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Let me get to some more of these texts here. My fun Thanksgiving story is the year I was hosting, this texter says, Thanksgiving, and my son-in-law likes to remind me of that Thanksgiving. I decided to put my turkey in, hold on, an oven bag and thought it would maybe make it better. However, an envelope belongs to me, that the bag that I purchased was a brining bag. Oh, an oven bag. Okay, sorry, the text is kind of jumping around. It was a brining bag and not an oven bag. About 2.5 hours into the roasting, I happened to open up the oven to see how it was going. My turkey was solidified in the browning bag. Panicking, I put the turkey out on the back steps and called Lunds and Byerly's, who rescued me by bringing over several rotisserie chickens. Fun Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, there you go. Brining bag, oven bag. Wow. I'm so sorry. Hey, Jor, White Castle stuffing is pretty good. I'm sure it is. I'm sure.
She eats their own.
I am sure it is. Jor, improved turkey breast using a booning knife or a long, thin one. Remove the entire breast from the keel bone. Oh, you're saying words that I don't even know. And this is why I don't make Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for spending Thanksgiving morning with me. I'm off to watch the parade, top the pies, and go and be thankful. I am grateful for you, Josh, for joining us. I am grateful for everybody at CCO. I am grateful, so grateful for the listeners. Have a beautiful day, everyone. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.